Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 9:15. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online we have is Marana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we take this opportunity of greeting our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marana, how are you keeping this morning?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah.
Marana, we are discussing the commentary of Surah Al-Kahf, and in our last discussion, we did the 54th, the 55th, and the 56th ayat, which starts with وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. That we have undoubtedly explained all types of examples in the Qur'an for the benefit of people so that they may understand things better. However, despite the detailed explanation, the kuffar refused to accept because man has always been the worst disputant, the one who argues the most, the quarrels more than Allah's creation, other creation. Thereafter Allah mentioned, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا. That after the arrival of guidance through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and through the kitabs, the only thing that prevented people from accepting iman and seeking forgiveness from their Rabb for kufr was that they were waiting to see whether the treatment, the punishment of the previous people comes to them, or that they were waiting to see whether some other type of punishment appears in front of them. The kuffar foolishly awaited to see whether the promise of the punishment would arrive before accepting iman. They failed to realize that once Allah's punishment arrived, it's too late to seek forgiveness. Thereafter it's mentioned, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِذُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا. That we send the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam only as carriers, bearers of good news to the mu'mineen, and his warnings to the kuffar. The kuffar use falsehood, baseless and absurd arguments to dispute in order to eradicate, that is to remove the truth, as they make a mockery of Allah's ayats and the warnings that have been given to them. And Marana, last week we also explained in detail about how humans are most argumentative. The Quran is for the benefit for people and all from all kinds of lives. There's reminders and examples in the Quran. It talks about the past and future examples. Examples are for the benefit so that man can understand, and every example comes back to understand that it comes back to Allah. And we said that why are humans the most argumentative, and we gave two reasons. The first was pride, and we went into detail on pride, and the second was curiosity. And we mentioned that today, inshallah, we'll begin with the 57th ayat of the Quran.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, you've covered and recapped what our discussion entailed last week. We continue today, inshallah, with ayah number 57, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. Very briefly, the translation of this ayah is that who is more unjust, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ, than the one who was reminded through the signs of his Lord, مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, but he turned away from them, وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, and he forgot what his own hands sent him. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ. Indeed, we have put covers on their hearts that bar them from understanding it. And we have created deafness in their ears. And if you call them to guidance, even then they will never adopt the right path. I'll translate this ayah once more, and then we will discuss some of the aspects that we learn in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who could be more of a wrongdoer than the one who was reminded of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he ignored them? And not did he only ignore them, but he even forgot whatever he sent for and whatever he done in the past. Meaning, this person forgot that he sinned in the past. No doubt about it, says Allah, it is we in fact that place on these hearts a seal or a lock, that they would deeply understand and internalize, and in their ears there is a heavy load. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah, and even you, Muhammad, even if you were to call them to guidance, then they would ever be committed to guidance. They would never be committed to guidance. So they would not even benefit if the greatest of all people were to give them a reminder and counsel. There are a few vocabulary and some of the words that we would like to make us understand. The first word is akinna. Allah says, inna ja'alna ala qulubihim akinna. That we have placed on their hearts a seal or a lock. The word akinna is derived from the word maknoon. It's used for an eagle's nest, a place that is high up in the mountains that is inaccessible. If you have an imagery of an eagle's nest, the eagle normally makes its nest very high on the mountain, and that position where it positions its nest is generally inaccessible. So Allah says, we've placed a restriction on their hearts that actually make their hearts inaccessible. And this is an imagery that no good will come into their hearts. The idea being explained is that if you are a person that is being reminded of the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are a person that have been reminded of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you deliberately ignore them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the ability from your heart to benefit or to be guided from this ayah. This is a very serious position that a person can be in. If someone reminds us of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continuously reminds us and we deliberately ignore them, then what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the ability from our hands to benefit from that knowledge, to benefit from the Quran, and Allah removes the ability from our hands to be guided by the ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah says, أَيَّفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرَ. Fiqh, the word fiqh, أَيَّفْقَهُوهُ, يَفْقَهُوهُ is derived from the word fiqh, which means to deeply understand and to internalize, and for it to deeply affect you. So if you begin ignoring the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will happen is Allah will remove from you the ability to understand. Allah will remove from you the ability to be guided. And the word ayyafqahuhu means that you will not be able to internalize. You will not be able to reflect on the ayat of the Quran. وَفِي أَذَانِ مُقْرَى. So they might be able to understand at a surface level and acquire knowledge, but the deep impact that it has will not be there. أَيَّفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِ مُوَقْرَى. The word fiqh comes from a deep understanding. And if we continue to disobey Allah and we continue to ignore the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remove the fiqh from our understanding. The deep penetration and the understanding of our deen will be lost from us. We might have a lot of knowledge because knowledge is surface level, but the deep impact that the knowledge is supposed to have will not be there. Waqra, the word Allah has used, وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ waqra, is a heavy burden. So again, there's an imagery. For example, you climb high altitudes. Your ears become sealed and blocked. And it suggests that you'll hear things, but it is as if you are not hearing. Many a times, if we travel in high altitudes, you have an occasion where your ears become somehow blocked. So you have it, you think you are hearing something, but you are unable to hear clearly. And even if the ears were not blocked, then their hearts are not accessible. The two limbs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting here in this ayah are the heart and the ear. Allah said, أَيَّفْقَهُهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرَى. So Allah is talking about the heart, because Allah spoke of akinna, and then Allah spoke of the ear, that their ears doesn't have the ability because their ears are blocked. So Allah is talking of two limbs in this ayah. The two limbs that are highlighted in this ayah are the heart and the ear. Now this tells us the most spiritual faculty you have is the heart, and the most impactful limb you have that can affect your spirituality is your ear. Subhanallah. How important it is to listen to good things, to listen to reminders, and to be in the company of a people who say good things. So far, there are warnings that people ignore, and they made fun of them. Allah described the Day of Judgment. And then Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْعِدًا. Allah says in the next ayah, ayah number 58, that were he to take hold of them or grab them because of what they earned and the sins they've committed, if Allah would have given us, taken us to account for the sins we have committed, لَوْ يُؤَخِذُ مِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, he would have expedited the punishment for them and not let them live any further. We should know the fact is they have a time that has been promised for them, and they won't be taken any time before them, and they won't find not even a tight space of refuge. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ, in this ayah, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, is actually a مُبْتَدَى. It's the beginning of the sentence. And ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ is the khabar of that مُبْتَدَى. This is a little bit for the students of language. So it means that in transition, it means you're excessively and your extremely forgiving master Allah, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, your excessively, your extremely forgiving Rabb, who is the possessor of great mercy. Now in the previous ayah, Allah blocked the heart and the ears. Allah has punished. But in this ayah, Allah says that in his inherent state, Allah is not the one that punishes. The inherent state of Allah is that He is forgiving. The inherent state of Allah is that He is full of love. The inherent state of Allah is that He is full of care for us. مَوْعِدًا لَيَّجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. مَوْئِلًا means that it indicates, for example, crunching up and seeking refuge. So the translation of this ayah after having understood these words is, that were Allah to take hold of people and grab them because of what they earned, because of what the sins they've committed, He would have expedited the punishment for them. He would have brought the punishment very quickly upon them. And He would not let them live any further. No, the fact is they have time. That has been promised for them. And they won't be taken any time before them, and they won't find not even a tight space of refuge. So Allah, after saying this, goes further in ayah number 59, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. Allah means forgiveness for you, but you are not the first ones to deny. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ, all those towns we destroyed before you and caused their violent death when they had immersed themselves in wrong. And for their times of death, those nations and their destruction, we had also set them an appointed and specific time. Now this brings us to the end of ayah number 59. And what I would like to do now, Maulana, for the next few moments, because we are actually coming towards the end of this section of the surah, where Allah in the beginning gave us two stories, and then we spoke about how Allah has brought about the story of the creation of mankind, and there is in this section, the middle section of the surah, just a sermon that Allah is giving, and then it will be linked up with the next two stories. But sure, before doing that, and before going on further, what I would like to do is just to explain to our listeners the organization and the coherence and the parallels of ayah 45 to 59. From ayah 45, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of the person of two gardens, Allah gives us an example, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And I want to connect these ayat and let us have an understanding of how these ayat of the Quran Kareem, there is coherence in them, how Allah has organized His sermon and His speech and His khutbah, and the parallels that Allah has brought in this ayah. And we go back to ayah number 45. And in ayah number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاقْتَلَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذَرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that ayah 45 said, and what are we doing here now, Marana, is we're just going a recap of all the discussions that we had in this middle sermon and khutbah that Allah has given us. Allah said that the example of this life, the example of worldly life compared to a plant that withers away. And then right after that Allah says, Allah compares money and children that beautify this life, but only good deeds last. And right after that, so in the beginning, what Allah did, Allah gave an example of worldly life, and Allah gave that example of worldly life, and He compared that to a plant that grows, and then suddenly it becomes dry and it withers away. And immediately after that, Allah compares money and children. He compares money and children that beautify this life, but only good deeds last. So that's what Allah did. Said Allah compared money and children, but beautifies this life, but only good deeds last. Right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings five ayats. And they go in a particular order, subhanallah. The first one is ayah number 47, which described the day of judgment. So before that, Allah said, your life in this world is like a plant. It grows and then suddenly it withers away, so you are also withered away. And in the process of your life in this world, you will have your children, you will have your wealth, and you will make a lot of effort in your children and your wealth. But remember, that which will last is your good deeds. And now when Allah spoke about the lasting of good deeds, immediately what does Allah do? Subhanallah, Allah brings for us an example of the day of judgment. Right after that, then Allah brings five ayats of the Quran and they go in a particular order. The first one, ayah 47, describes the day of judgment. And Allah says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. The day on which the mountains are going to move. The next passage, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا. The day when you will see even mountains will be moving around and the whole earth will become to an end. And on that day, on which Allah says, call your partners, the day on which mountains will move is the same day on which Allah will say, call your partners. If mountains can't stay in their place on the day of Qiyamah, how will these people whom you have taken as supporters in the world stand in their place? Allah says then, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ سَفَّ لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. People will have been presented before Allah in rows. And these are people who didn't think that there was any resurrection. Now, Allah is giving us this whole imagery and scene. You lived in this world, your life had withered away, you made effort in wealth, children, that will not last, your good deeds will last. Immediately Allah brings us the scene of Qiyamah, because after death, the next thing is Qiyamah. And Allah gives us the imagery of the mountains flying in the air, in the horizon. And if they are unable to be stable, they are being rendered into such weakness. Those whom we have taken as partners and supporters and refuge in, how will they be able to stand their place? Allah will say to us and say to people, call your partners. So if mountains are unable to stay in their place on this day, how will these people stand in their place? وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألا نجعل لكم موئلا. People will be presented before Allah in rows. And who are these people? These are people who thought that Qiyamah will not come. Allah then says, وَرَأَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. This subject of Qiyamah and standing before Allah on the day of Qiyamah is then, this subject is then continued in the criminals that see the fire and they realize they are going to be drowned in it. These are people that thought they wouldn't be brought before Allah and would not be put to trial. So the fact that they are standing before Allah and they knew this day was coming indicates that they are in fact the criminals. Allah says then, now you're standing in front of Allah. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا كَبِيرًا إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah then mentions that the book of the deeds will be dropped. It doesn't leave anything small or big. Every record has been kept. And there is no argument left because all the evidence is right there. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. It brings us to the ayah that we discussed last week, where Allah says, and you will notice in the next passage, Allah talks about the Qur'an that we have in this life that has all sorts of examples. Now go back to the example that Allah had given us about life and the plant. So Allah says, go back to the Qur'an. You will find all forms of examples. The parallel of our Qur'an in this life, if you follow it, then our book in the next life will be made complete, is made several times in the Qur'an. By contrast, in this ayah, when the Qur'an is given, people continue to argue as is their nature. Ayah number 50, Allah then brings about the story of the creation of insan. Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. This ayah is about Adam and Allah telling the people, are you going to follow the tragedy of Iblis and his offspring? This tragedy of history. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. In ayah number 55. People kept following the mistakes. Allah asked that, will you be following Shaitan? And Allah gives a story in history that in history how people followed Shaitan and how it resulted in their doom. Allah now asks us this question. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. What kept people from following the mistakes of the past that kept them from asking for forgiveness? There's a complete parallel that these two ayahs, the tragedy of history, the word awliya, there are two meanings. The awliya of people, meaning they will protect us. They are allies of the people. The awliya of Allah, that they are close to Allah, so being good with them will get us to being in Allah's good grace. In this ayah Allah says, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. They could be awliya themselves or awliya of Allah. In ayah 51, Allah says, مَا أَشْهَدْتُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذِ الْمُدِلِّينَ عَدُدًا. Allah says that He did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor did He make them witness to their own creation. In this ayah, the possibility of being either awliya of themselves or awliya of Allah, it rejects both premises. Allah didn't make them witness to any of the creation, and they had no hand in it. So how are they going to protect you from anything that you do? They didn't even see their own creation happen. And they can't be awliya of Allah either, because Allah says here that He doesn't take those that misguide as His aids. And Allah doesn't use them to do His work. So they can't protect the people at all. And they are also not allies of Allah. In this ayah, Allah indicates that there are those that He uses to further His work and those that He uses to further His work. So who they are? Ayah 56. Who does Allah? Allah doesn't use those people that lead people astray. He doesn't need them. However, Allah did do some favor for us, and what is that? وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِدُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا حُضُوًا. Allah sent messengers. Messengers are the awliya and the aids of Allah. They are the ones that come. They are the ones that came to give the good news and the message. Just like there was an opening passage of ayah 45 and 46, there is a closing passage, which is ayah 57 and 59. And what is that? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Allah says, I send messengers. I've sent messengers to give the good tidings. However, you rejected the message and you took my message and my lessons as a joke. And then Allah says, who are those who are more unjust than the one who was reminded through the signs of Allah, but he turned away from them and forgot what his own hand sent ahead? Indeed, we have put covers on their hearts that bar them from understanding, and we have created deafness in their ears. And if you call them to guidance, even then they will never adopt the right path. And even between this closing passage and the opening passage, there is an interesting parallel. The opening passage said, worldly life is like a plant that withers away. And in the end, Allah says, nations were destroyed right on time. Just like a plant that has a certain time when it's going to wither away, nations came, nations rose, nations bloomed, nations blossomed, and eventually withered away and died. So in this, Allah gives us this parallel and the sermon of how this worldly life is just a temporary life. And the actual objective here is, like how the plant withers away, similarly you and nations will wither away. The only thing that is going to be lasting is your good deeds. And your good deeds is something where Allah links it up to Qiyamah. That on the day of Qiyamah, when you will be standing before Allah, when all the bad deeds will be presented to you and the good deeds that will be presented to you in the book, when nothing will be kept, every small item and deed that you performed will be placed before you. And now Allah will say, call those that you had sought refuge in. They will not be able to be of any support to you. Allah brings back the message that now when you have the Quran Kareem, you have the message of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the right thing for you to do is observe the Quran, observe the message of Allah's Rasul. The benefit of that will be, that will be your baqiyatul salihat. That will be your virtuous deeds, which will be everlasting. And it will grant us entry into the rahmah of Allah and into Jannah. Well, with this, we've come to a conclusion of the middle part of the surah. And I think maybe we will conclude here. I know we've taken a little less time, but I'll leave this time for you to interact with our listeners. Before we go on to the next section of the surah, and that is the story of Musa and Khidr, and I feel that it might be appropriate that we commence once next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Malana, just one message that we did have in the week. Malana, we had a phone call, and brother says that he doesn't want to come on air, but he says that there was no need to apologize last week when we were discussing about why are humans so argumentative, and we went into the deep detail of pride coming into a person where he becomes argumentative with the Quran. So the brother said that it's the truth, that's what really happens, and there's no need to be apologetic, and he really enjoys what Maulana was speaking about.
Jazakumullah, Maulana, I appreciate the comment. However, sometimes in our enthusiasm, we might say things incorrectly, inappropriately, and it may cause some harm to someone, ill feelings to someone, we may hurt someone's feelings, and it is just etiquette that we do that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem has said something very beautifully, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idatil hasana, that invite towards the path of Allah with wisdom and with good speech. And Allah also said that if you have to argue, if you have to debate, argue and debate in a good manner, in a respectable manner. And maybe in our enthusiasm sometimes we get carried away and we might say something That might not be appropriate, and that's the only reason, but alhamdulillah, we appreciate the comment. I just want to relate something, Ma, whilst we're speaking about Udu'a ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. We spoke now about the heart and the ear. That these are two organs that Allah highlights that are basically the doorway through which hidayah comes. We had with us, we brought him to the radio, Sheikh Suleiman Al-Jubailan, that was with us at the Jamia. He was at Darul Zakaria the day before. Subhanallah, what a beautiful person, what beautiful character. And the emphasis that he made was that let's use the akhlaq of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to invite people towards Islam. And then he gave a beautiful analogy. He said, if you sit in the plane, and when the air hostess have to close the door or open the door when you land, there's a sign that says open the door slowly. So he says when we want to enter into the hearts of people, we need to enter into the hearts of people slowly. Subhanallah, what a beautiful analogy. Explaining the ayah, Udu'a ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. It means understand the temperaments of people, and when you want to really affect the heart, enter the heart with wisdom, slowly, step by step, because that will invite people towards Islam.
100% Marana.
Jazakumullah.
Jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. We hope to speak to Marana again next week, Wednesday, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings to the end of today's program. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Baam, and my engineer, brother Ziad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.